Good morning, gorgeous ones. How are you? Luann Marine here, coming to you live, just making sure I am live. Where am I? Oh my goodness. Let's have a look. How are you today? Hello, hello. Let me know if you can see me. Anyway, I will start, gorgeous ones. Luann Marine here. I hope I'm doing this in the Goddess Inner Circle. I'm doing our weekly purpose message. And I'm going to do it a little bit different today. A little bit different. I'm nice and early because I've got somewhere to go straight after this. And I wanted to get this done. So, welcome to all our new gorgeous sisters who have joined the Goddess Inner Circle. And this is a weekly message. It relates to your purpose, and I'm going to do a little bit different. I'm going to be using the Animal Dreaming cards again. I love these by Scott Alexander King, and they are messages from the animals. Plus, I'm going to relate them to a marking, which could be a gift marking, a purpose finger, a lesson, or a school using scientific hand analysis. So I thought that would be a good reminder, because we have the Awaken Your Purpose, Your Path to Purpose event coming up on Saturday here in Melbourne. If you want to join us, I've got three more places left. So I'm just pulling the cards now and seeing what will happen. So you can choose one, two, or three, or you can have the whole lot. Let's go. So the first card, I'm going to pull them over. Okay, the first card that I've got is the koala. Okay, and the word that it says is the inner journey. The inner journey. Now, the koalas, don't they sleep like 23 hours a day and make themselves high by eating all those eucalyptus leaves? But anyway, let's see. So, the inner journey. When I see this card, I'm not even going to read the book. The inner journey, it's pulling to purpose. This is what I'm talking about today, is the purpose. Our purpose, your purpose, is a lifelong journey. I always say that. I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself. And sometimes when we are on that journey, we always think there's a destination to get to. But it's enjoying the journey, the inner journey. Let's go back to the inner journey. So the inner journey for me in hand analysis is this whole moon zone here. It relates to this the inner, right? The diving down deep into our intuition, our wisdom, and it's related to this area here. So you see the hand, this area here, I'm not going to draw it, but this whole area here, which is the moon mound, it's open. It's open to everything on over here. And so when you're open and using your intuition, this card to me is calling you to go deeper. The moon zone is always calling you to go deeper, and there's certain markings in the hands, like there's the Persephone line, which is a headline that goes deep into the moon zone, which is calling you to really go into the shadows. And if you don't know what shadow work is, it's just accepting and using the parts that we push away. Okay, so nothing within us is bad, but we sometimes, when we're doing shadow work, it can be things like jealousy, right? Let's go into jealousy. What is it telling you? And we think, oh, that's a bad thing. I don't want to be jealous. But jealousy can actually activate you on your purpose, because if you're seeing somebody else do something, have something, and you want that, it's an indicator to go for that. Not to be jealous. But if you didn't accept that you're jealous, then how are you going to know to go with that? Does that make sense? So that's the inner journey. What is your intuition telling you? First card, okay? I'm warming up. Okay, so now the second card we have is the emu. These are Australian animals. So the second card is the emu. And it's all, and the word it says is endurance. And I'm also seeing the infinity sign up the top here. So endurance for me. So again, we're talking about purpose. Sometimes it's a great ride. We feel like we're in flow, and sometimes it's feeling pretty shitty. right? There's that resistance that comes up. We're always being called to expand, always being stretched, and we need to tap into our endurance. Again, this is for as long as we are on this planet, we are having experiences, we are growing, we're having interactions with people. And so the endurance to me, when I feel into the endurance in hand analysis, it would relate to your lifeline. Now your lifeline, look at me, it's this line here, the third line. Your lifeline, in old palmistry, if you had a short lifeline, people would say, oh, you don't have a long life. When that's just BS, it's not true. Your lifeline is how grounded you are. Your lifeline also relates to your family. So if you have a long lifeline and it's deep and it comes right down to here, it can mean you're really grounded and you're very connected to your family. If it's a shorter lifeline, it can mean that you're always on the go. There's a lot of energy, right? You're not as grounded, and that's not a bad thing, because not being grounded, you can connect. Again, we talked about the moon thing. You can connect into your intuition and you daydream a lot. Whereas if you're too grounded, it can feel a little bit stuck, right? So the endurance card today and the lifeline is, okay, so the message I'm getting for this is, how connected are you to your family, to your community, right? Are you being supported by them? Or do you feel supported by them? Or are you kind of out doing your own thing? It's not a bad thing. It's just endurance. Again, I have one that's long and one that's quite short and doesn't quite go down. So there's a lot of energy. There's a lot of, sometimes it can be frantic. Sometimes it can be frantic. And then you can tap into the other hand and feel more grounded and feel more connected. And your tribe can connect you, right? Your tribe, you can feel safe in that tribe. So endurance is staying the distance. It's not just running away. But again, be kind to yourself on this journey of purpose. I hope that makes sense. Okay, so we've got the inner journey, endurance, and our last card is dance, is the Brolga. Brolga, it's a bird, it's a bird. So dance, again, of course, everything kind of plays into the right way here. So the dance to me is joy. Dancing to me is just movement and joy and laughter and connection to my inner self. And the dance here, the message here is this whole dance of purpose, right? Where are you? Are you having joy? Are you in resistance? Are you feeling like you need to do a wild dance of abandon? Or are you just being soft with yourself and having, and the word lullaby comes into mind, but you know, sometimes you just need to put on soft music and be quiet and as you're going on this dance of life. But also, so when I feel into the hands, where does dance show up in the hands? It shows up in the Venus zone. So this is a Venus zone, opposite to the moon zone, Venus. And goddess Venus, right? Aphrodite, Ishtar is the mother version of her. Venus is the goddess of pleasure, play, and delight. And so the dance comes in with Venus. Like she's actually one of the goddesses that has embraced all of her sensuality, all of her desires, and sometimes that can go too far, right? She wasn't always the amazing goddess that she is. She put her daughter-in-law into some very big challenges, Psyche, when she wanted to marry her son. But the dance, we'll come back to Venus, she's about play, pleasure, delight, family again. So there seems to be this whole family. She was a great mother. And so perhaps you are kind of juggling the dance of motherhood and what your true desires are. So that's a good reminder to feel into, what do I want? What are my longings? What are my desires for my purpose? I hope that makes sense. So this is just a quick one, gorgeous one. We've got the inner journey, the moon zone, trust your intuition, endurance, right? Connect with your family, connect with your tribe, and dance, a beautiful desire. So that is it for today. Have a beautiful one. Does this resonate at all? And remember, if you are in Melbourne and you can make it on this Saturday, it's this Saturday, 10 to 4:30, we've got an Awaken Your Path to Purpose. We're going through the four different schools, which is your foundation. Which is your foundation for your purpose. We're diving deep, we're identifying your school. If you don't know it, some of the women who are coming have had their hands read, some haven't. So that's a good thing. Diving deep into the master path and the student path of each of the schools. And then we're doing hot seat, so you get a little mini reading from me. Ask any question, and we're going to be connecting and, yeah, just having a great time. So that's it. I'll put the link in below. Lots of love to you. Have a great Tuesday, and we'll see you very soon. Bye for now.